Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of July 2020. Supreme Court has taken SUOMA to cognizance of the financial difficulties being faced by lawyers due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Ministry of Home Affairs in a plea moved by Member of Parliament from Andhra Pradesh, Kanumuru Raghu Ramakrishna Raju, seeking Central Reserve Police Force protection as he's allegedly facing threats from his own political party YSR Congress. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the Central Bureau of Investigation in criminal appeal moved by Brajesh Thakur against his conviction for gang rape in Muzaffarpur shelter home case. Tripura High Court has reduced the sentence of a man convicted for throwing acid on his wife, while holding that his frustration, caused due to the wife's refusal to return with him to their matrimonial house, was a mitigating factor. Supreme Court has granted 1 week's time to Central Pollution Control Board and Central Government to finalize a memorandum of understanding with IIT Bombay and other organizations for setting up the smog tower at Anand Vihar. Supreme Court has registered a SUOMA contempt of court case against advocate Prashant Bhushan in Twitter India. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking issuance of directions for setting aside the center's decision to implement All India Counseling for UG and PG medical courses, without implementing 50% OBC reservation in Tamil Nadu. Supreme Court has upheld an order passed by Council of India dismissing a complaint alleging professional misconduct by a lawyer. Delhi High Court has directed the Director General, Prisons, to conduct an inquiry as to on how many occasions were the prisoner not released within 24 hours of being granted bail by a competent court, for reasons not attributable to that prisoner. Delhi High Court has allowed Samsonite South Asia to pay a profiteered amount of 21.8 crores rupees in equal installments, instead of paying the full amount up front, offering such a relief for the first time. Delhi High Court has questioned the delay by North Delhi Municipal Corporation in paying full salaries to its teachers engaged in COVID-19 duty. Bombay High Court has asked the Maharashtra government the basis for the rule to not allow cast and crew above the age of 65 on film and television show sets. Bombay High Court has set aside the 10-year jail sentence awarded in 2017 to two SEMI members by a Jalgaon court for their involvement in sending some suspects for terror training to Kashmir. Punjab and Haryana High Court last week restricted the practice of filing multiple writ petitions with regard to the same or similar cause of action. Ministry of Road Transports and Highways has notified Central Motor Vehicles, 7th Amendment, Rules, 2020, which amends a few provisions of the Central Motor Vehicles Rules, 1989, including Rule 100 and 125, to incorporate more safety measures.